Tēnā koutou te whānau, this is the Māori Millionaire Disclaimer. For your information, this is not investing advice and it should not be taken as such. This is all general education for just general purposes. I'm here to help share my experiences and educate you guys as much as I can, but it is not financial advice, so please do not take it as such. Ngā mihi. Kia ora e te whānau, welcome back to a new podcast episode. Ko te kahu kura buenta tōku ingoa, huri tēnei no Ngāti Kahungunu Ngai Tūhoe te whakatōhia hoki. Welcome to my podcast if you are new, and if you're not new, then nau mai hoki mai to the Māori Millionaire Podcast. It is insane that I've been doing this for over 2 years now. So I'm 20 now and I started this business when I was 18, which is absolutely insane, but I'm so happy that I did because I have 2 years of experience behind me now. I've got 2 years of mistakes behind me that I'm able to use to grow and learn. So if you need a sign to start a business, if you're young, or if you need a sign to just, you know, just take a risk and just give it a go, let this be your sign because you can do literally whatever you want to do. But I'm here today because I have some whakaaro around a 9-to-5, and I have an interesting kōrero that I wanted to share with you all today that I think would benefit a lot of people. And this is, well, I better start with the announcement that I decided to go back and work a 9-to-5, which is quite a move for me because I've been self-employed for the past 6 months. So I've been working fully on the business. All of my time has been on the business. But prior to that, I was studying full time. I was working 20 hours at a law firm, 20 hours on the business, and I was nursing my nan for 12 hours a week. So it was like almost 100 hours of mahi, and I was so burnt out. I was exhausted, and it was absolutely horrendous. I never looked after myself. I mentally wasn't doing well. It was a terrible time in my life, but I thought that that was the way to being able to growing my income, which it definitely did help. And it definitely created a lot of runway in my business that was able to get me to the position of being self-employed by the business. However, it's not sustainable and I don't want anyone to think that it is. I think there's a time and a place for like really grinding and really hustling, but I'm kind of moving away from this, you know, crazy whakaaro. The kaupapa kōrero today is 5 reasons I decided to get a 9-to-5, which is actually a really interesting kaupapa because I, as I said, I was self-employed for a long time, and so this is a big move for me, but there are definitely some pros and cons to working a 9-to-5 job, and I wanted this episode to kōrero all about those. The first benefit that I see of working a 9-to-5 is income security, and that means that you know exactly how much is coming in every single week, depending on your contract, obviously, if you're casual or anything. But if you've got fixed hours and you've got a fixed kind of schedule with your boss, then you're going to get paid every single week or every fortnight the same amount of money. It's going to come in without a doubt. It's easy to forward plan. You get sick leave, you get holiday pay. Like, these are just some of the things that I think are really beneficial for people to be able to plan their finances. And it's something that I haven't had for the past 6 months with running my business full time, because I take commissions or I get big, like large contracts, and then I just have to budget it for as long as I can until I know that there's more money coming in. There are no like consistent income streams within my business, which was a really big challenge for me, being able to budget with that, and it was quite difficult. So that's one of my favorite things about working a 9-to-5 is that you have a income security. It's going to come in every week, and I don't want to create the false impression that a job is safe and that a job should be relied upon forever, because I don't think that's true. But I do think that in the short term, if it's going to, and by that I mean, you know, over the next 5 years, I'm thinking if I can really, really hustle and I can buy my house and I can buy multiple houses, I can work full time, I can also run my business on the side, then I'll be able to get on track to making bank in the future. The next benefit I see with working a 9-to-5 job is the growth that can happen for you as an individual. What I mean by this is when I go to work, I'm surrounded by other people. So if you guys don't know, I work at a law firm. So I'm surrounded by lawyers, I'm surrounded by non-lawyers, I'm surrounded by people who understand the legal profession and who have a lot of knowledge about this area, who understand the law, who understand the rules that govern our society, who understand how this all works. I'm also surrounded by a lot of leadership in this kind of realm, whether that is being able to see judges or being able to see other lawyers and other officers or other people of high status in our kind of community, and being able to see these people and rub shoulders with them, that means that I'm being surrounded by high level people, high level thinkers. This rubs off on me, and it means that I'm able to learn from these people. I'm able to surround myself by them. And you know what I say all the time, you are who you surround yourself by. So if I'm surrounding myself by, you know, intelligent people, this will rub off on me. I was actually having a discussion with a friend who is almost a lawyer, and he was telling me about this facade when it comes to law, and he was saying, you know, this is how, this is crazy, this is how this happens. And I was like, wow, like I've never thought about that. And I went home that day and I just really thought about this corridor that we had, and I thought, wow, like that's really interesting. And that is a conversation that I wouldn't have had if I wasn't working this 9 to 5, and that is a conversation that is really just a conversation, but what it leads to is that high level thinking and the ability to go home and think, okay, you know, this is what this person said, what do I think? Be able to research, be able to learn new things. That's one of my favorite things, is being able to be around people who are better than me. I found it quite lonely working for myself and being the only person in my office. Like I have contractors and I have people working for me doing other mahi, but it is quite lonely being like the only person kind of full-time in that space. I didn't have someone full-time at any point, and that is, it's quite lonely, and you have to be able to really push through those challenges if you want to do this kind of mahi. Like I spent a lot of my time sitting in my office by myself behind my computer, you know, working away, but you know, not having anyone to chat to, not having anyone to talk to. And whilst I was able to focus a lot better because there was no one distracting me, it is lonely, and I think there is a lot of value in human connection and being with other people. Whilst it is, you know, you might be able to work better if you're by yourself, I think that sometimes just having some people around you is helpful. And I'm not saying every single day. I'm actually working from home today, but I love the idea that some days I can go in and hang out with people. Some days I can stay home and just focus. The third key benefit that I see with working a 9 to 5, which is one of the biggest reasons why I actually got a job, was for lending. I, as you guys know, will be buying a house this year. I have to stop saying I want to buy a house this year. And I was talking to my friend about this because we were chatting, and she was like, oh, how have you been? I was like, oh, you know, I started a new job and blah, blah, blah. And she was like, oh, yeah, why did you do that? And I was like, oh, because I want to buy a house. And then I stopped myself and I was like, no, I got a job because I am buying a house this year. Like, I have to say it with conviction because this is what I believe, this is what's going to happen. And if I just say I want to, it's not as serious. So I am buying a house this year, and I am doing that through getting a job, running my side hustle, like all of this stuff combined is coming into fruition this year, and I will be buying a house this year. But that's one of the biggest reasons I got the job, was for lending. So if you don't know, working by yourself, like being self-employed, is so difficult to get lending. So working for myself, I was on a decent salary. However, because it was self-employed and it was all over the place, and like I said, it wasn't very consistent, that meant that banks don't want to lend money to me because, you know, I'm a high-risk person, because my job is quite... It's a weird type of mahi because it's online, a lot of it, and it's there's a lot of public speaking, but there's a lot of risk associated with this type of mahi, and that means that the banks aren't as likely to, you know, give me 500 grand to buy a house or something like that. So getting a job really is my plan to, you know, get over that. So lending is another really big thing. The fourth reason I decided to get a 9 to 5 was for fulfillment and being able to help people. If you don't already know, the political climate at the moment is absolutely insane, like so insane. But also, if you didn't know, my mahi at the law firm is working in the Waitangi Tribunal space, which totally just fills my cup, because I'm sitting here at home, you know, before working at the law firm again, reading all of this news about, you know, what's happening and all the urgent claims being put forth to the Waitangi Tribunal. And because I used to work in that job, I was just like, I had so much FOMO. I was like, oh, I wish I could do this, I wish I could do that. And now that I can actually go to mahi, and I've got this long as document on my desk at the moment, which is like 600 pages, all about the inequities and outcomes for wahine Māori. And this is the stuff that really like gets me up in the morning, being able to learn about this stuff, being able to study history, being able to draft submissions that help change the scope of the future, this is totally my cup of tea, and it is so exciting. It fulfills me so much. But the next bit that really fulfills me is actually being able to help people, because a big part of my mahi is actually finding claimants who might be interested in putting a claim to the Waitangi Tribunal. So I'm actually able to like really help people, like real people, and create changes in their life. And that really fulfills me. It makes me really happy. And it's a great like combination to do on the alongside Māori Millionaire. And I have a lot of, there's actually some clients who go, oh my God, you're the Māori Millionaire girl. And it's quite funny. There is a bit of overlap, but it's really exciting to be able to see people in different areas or arenas in their life. But the fifth reason I decided to get an Inter5 was for experience and skills. And I wanted to refer back to Robert Kiyosaki, because he actually talks about working to learn as opposed to working to earn. So he believes that when you're young and when you're at the start of your career, you should be working to learn things, because you don't know much, you're just getting started in life, and that's exactly what I'm up to. Like I'm a 20-year-old, I have no idea what I'm up to with like hardly anything, and I just need to be around people who are going to teach me things. I need to learn more skills. I need to learn how to be better at my mahi. I need to learn how to just need to learn more. Like I'm, one thing that I'm really working on is actually just admitting that sometimes I mess up, and it's actually really all good. So like I've made a few mistakes lately, and I've, like at the start when I first saw the mistake, I started beating myself up, and I'm like, oh, why did you do that? Why did you do that? And it was only after a bit of reflection and a bit of time where I'm like, actually, girl, like you're 20 years old. You're at the start of your life. You're just getting started. It is okay to make mistakes. It is more than fine to make mistakes. And actually, mistakes are something now that I'm actually kind of excited for, because when you make mistakes, you learn from them. You have to. And if you don't, you continue to make those mistakes. So it actually excites me when I make mistakes, because it means, cool, this is one more lesson that I can add to my kete, one more skill that I can add to my kete. But yeah, it's an exciting period of time for me at the moment. And I'm excited for you guys to be able to watch this part of my journey, because there's going to be so much happening this year that I'm so excited for. But mainly buying a house. Like it's just been my biggest dream since I was little to buy my own house and own something and own whenua and be able to say that this part is, you know, legally mine, even though in Te Ao Māori we don't own whenua and the whenua owns us, and it's a reciprocal relationship. However, in modern day society, obviously we can continue to have these whakaaro, but we still need to be able to play a Pākehā game to be able to win, so that we can thrive in Te Ao Māori. That's the whole thing of this kaupapa, is if we learn to play the Pākehā game, we can take those resources and take them back to the marae. That's the goal. So yeah, these are five reasons I decided to get a 9-to-5 after being self-employed for 6 months. First one, income security, easier to budget with, easier to forward plan. You also get sick leave and holiday pay, which I'm really excited for, because you don't get that when you run your own business. Growth, I really love that idea of being able to be around peers at work who are better than me, who are smarter than me, who have leadership qualities, who are successful in their own arena, you know, all of those types of things. The third one is lending. So I really want to buy, I am buying a house this year. And so I need to have a stable income so that I can do that. Number four is I love the fulfillment and the ability to help people. That's really important to me, and it really just makes me feel whole. And then number five is experience and skills and being able to learn all the things that I want to learn. And as Robert Kiyosaki says, we should work to learn, not work to earn at the beginning of our career. But yeah, those are the five reasons I decided to get a 9-to-5. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. And I hope you guys are making bank, because that's cool to be making bank. If you guys have any questions, please, as you know, send me a message on Instagram or send me an email, tekaukura@maorimillionaire.com. Always happy to hear from you guys. Very, very happy to hear from you guys. But yeah, that's today's episode. Hope you guys enjoyed. Keep listening for our little piece on Goldie. Oh, we are here again after another podcast episode. Thank you so much for listening to a new podcast episode. Today I have a very special announcement also that I wanted to share with you guys, and that is that I am an educator for Goldie. Goldie is a new investment platform that's just hit the markets in Aotearoa, New Zealand. And I'm so excited to be an educator slash consultant for them, because I truly believe that this is an exciting new method or way that they're kind of approaching this. And one of those things is that they are so here to tautoko Māori millionaire. And I've met with the founders and I've spoken to them, and I feel it. I feel that they want Māori millionaire to succeed, and they want whānau Māori to learn more about investing, entrepreneurship, and personal finances, which is why they got in touch with me. So I wanted to share our code that we have, which is MMXGoldie, and the link to sign up to Goldie is in the description below. But if you use this code, you can get $20 in your investing account, which allows you to buy approximately 2 shares of gold. So each share is approximately $10, but it goes up and down depending on the market. But I have a lot more information coming out about investing in gold specifically, which I want you to keep your eyes peeled for. But for now, just sign up, make your account, and stay tuned for that information. For now, that's us today. I hope you all have a fantastic day. If you have any questions, any pata, any comments, feedback on the podcast, then please just send me an email or send me a DM. tekahukura@maorimillionaire.com is my email, or just send me a message on Instagram. Ngā mihi nui te whānau, ka kite.